The Big Show with PT, 3BA 102.3.
I've just sanitised my hands in preparation for this morning's Shoot the Breeze segment because Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au resides in Sydney, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All sorts of nasties going on up there. Are you okay, Alex?
I'm okay. I'm doing fine. I will admit that I am finding this lockdown more difficult than last year's lockdown. But my feeling is a lot of people are feeling that way.
Judging by the protesters you had in Sydney on the weekend, yes, a lot of people are feeling that way.
Well, that's a very disappointing way to show it.
It is a very disappointing way to show it. And there's every possibility that New South Wales, Greater Sydney at least, could be in lockdown until Christmas. Is that what they're saying?
There are reports suggesting that.
Yeah, Santa might not come. Bit like Darwin all those years ago. Speaking of COVID-19, Alex Chelios, let's kick off with a chat about Paris. They're prescribing prison sentences for the unvaccinated.
Yeah, so a new legislation which is set to become law in France is requesting that in compelling residents to obtain a vaccination for COVID, and if they don't, they are unable to enter bars or restaurants without a COVID pass. Now, that means if they do enter a bar or restaurant without a COVID pass, they could face 6 months in prison or a $16,000 Australian dollar fine.
Wow.
So business owners who fail to check the status could face a one-year prison sentence. There's a lot of argument around the ethics around this. There are arguments around the ethics of mandatory vaccines or a payment for risk, taking a risk in the community if you choose not to be vaccinated. Some people are calling this move by Paris draconian, but I actually think that based on the current status of the world, it makes sense to bring into place similar arguments as the no jab, no play legislation. Mm. And I know that would upset a lot of people, and Australia is a very polarised nation right now when it comes to this, but current public health orders, in my opinion, are the most important thing.
Yeah. Over in the US, I note that health authorities over there are basically saying get vaccinated or face death. It's nearly like a death penalty.
I think it is really about better education for the public to understand, the safety element of vaccines, because there's still a lot of misinformation around how vaccinations work and the science behind producing them, but also how to keep the communities healthy and safe, particularly the frail and vulnerable.
Absolutely. Alex Chelios, let's move from COVID to Wikipedia. And, usually there's someone about each and every day going, oh, you can't trust that Wikipedia. Well, the founder of Wikipedia has actually come out and said Wikipedia is untrustworthy. What's going on here?
So the Wikipedia co-founder, Larry Sanger, said, can you trust the truth? Can you trust what Wikipedia says? And then he said, well, it depends on what you think the truth is. Now, this the case that was made was around the Wikipedia page for US President Joe Biden. And if you look at it, there are a lot of arguments in his Wikipedia page that are based on a bias. So, for example, certain Republican articles or political commentators have made entire paragraphs, for example, dedicated to Biden's Ukraine scandal. And there's an argument that it reads like a defense counsel's brief. So you know that there is an unlikeliness that was, a neutral argument. And then there are also people that are paid to produce content for Wikipedia. So if you're paid to produce it, then you obviously have a particular slant, and that changes the degree of trust that you would have on the platform. So I think, we were always taught, Wikipedia started just when I was finishing uni, and I remember one of the arguments was don't use a Wikipedia argument in your work, in your essays, because it won't be deemed valid. And I think that that's more important now than ever, now that we know more about how it's produced.
And let's face it, Wikipedia is open to absolutely anyone to edit whatever they want on any page they want.
Yes and no. So it is very difficult to edit a page, and a lot of people will reject the changes. So that's why it's very difficult to produce a page about yourself. So if you're just a person who wants a page, you can't just put it up there. It is complicated, but it is biased.
Moving on to wrap up, Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. I'm a big fan of snakes, but a guy has gone out of his way to prove that they're friendly, spending 72 hours with them.
So this is a guy who wanted to show the world that snakes aren't dangerous, and he wanted to challenge the common fear. He believes that snakes are actually docile creatures that will only attack you when seriously provoked. He was a 28-year-old man from India, and so he has put himself into a tank where he's been given all these snakes, and for 72 hours he, you know, stayed with them. And, you know, he said that the experience actually made him love the snakes more, and he was not bitten once during that period. And I just do not want to recommend anyone else trying this.
As much as I love snakes, I won't be trying it. But do you know what they do in India? They cheat over there. Well, they used to. I don't know whether you can get away with it nowadays, but the snake charmers, they used to pull the fangs out of the cobras, right?
Right.
So there was no chance of ever being fatally bitten. You might have got a nip, but there's no fangs, so no poison. So I wonder if this dude did the same thing. Come on now.
Well, yeah, but if you had a choice between 72 hours with snakes or 72 hours with rats?
Or 72 hours with Alex Chelios.
Well, 72 hours with Alex Chelios is a blessing.
Absolutely. Exactly where I was going, Alex. Totally where I was going. Love your work. You have a wonderful week and stay COVID safe, all right?
Thank you so much.